Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Our head of production, our co-host, Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. Hope you're having a great start to your Friday out there.
Oh, yay. Seth's here.
Take things off.
Make your Friday right, baby.
Hey, Brittany, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. If you could help me between this here. If you could just step in the middle of this.
No. Yay, Brittany's here!
Yay!
Yay!
And she brought
the
sun with us with her, everybody.
Awesome.
Oh, it's only temporary though. I wish I could hold on to it longer. But you know, we've got a lot of it on schedule for the entire weekend. So what we're looking at today, unfortunately, is yes, becoming cloudy, probably by this afternoon. It's gonna stay cloudy through the evening, where we could see some light drizzle, maybe a few spotty showers tonight. And then it's done and gone. High temperatures today will hit the low 50s. We've got tons of sunshine for tomorrow, even more on Sunday, and we're going to be flirting with 50 the entire weekend and dry. Just gorgeous. Makes me so happy.
I'm 48, so I'm flirting with 50 already.
But a bum.
Had to do it. Had to. It was right there. Brittany, the weather next week looks like it's going to be, the early week, it's going to even out a little bit more.
Yeah, so it's pretty interesting. What we have going on Sunday night is a cold front moving through. It could spark up a few spotty snow showers overnight while we're sleeping. So Monday, don't be surprised if there's a trace on the ground. It's over. It'll be done. But the cold front has already passed. So when we start the week off next week, it's going to be pretty cold. I mean, highs in the mid-30s with winds on top of that. It's going to be feeling like the mid-20s for highs. But the good news is right behind that, the warm starts to surge in. So we are warming up all next week. And by next weekend, oh, yeah, we're talking 60s, baby.
All right.
Ooh. Nice, nice.
Okay, very so cool. I can't put my sweaters away yet, but
not quite.
Can I put my snow shovel
away?
No,
you still need everything.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I mean,
be too
not
careful.
Putting my snow tires back on. No.
No, don't do that.
I think maybe June I'll let my guard down. Maybe around then I might put the snow shovel away.
Just be on the safe side.
Just playing safe.
What are you talking about, James? You're already wearing shorts.
As soon as I can. Brittany, we appreciate you. Have a great weekend. We'll talk again on Monday.
Sounds good. You too.
Thanks, Brittany.
The best in the business joining us every morning, Monday through Friday, right here. We appreciate Brittany so much. And the great work that she does on our newsletter. Find out about that yourself, everybody, by signing up at WFHR.com. Had a new edition drop yesterday. Nice work, everyone.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You can also sign up for Brittany's newsletter at WXCO.com.
Very nice.
I think it's actually WXCO.FM.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, it's a great newsletter, too. Check that out, everybody.
That's right.
We're going to check out the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club in a little bit, do some celebrating for today and the weekend. We, of course, after that, in our news and sports break, we will have your chance to win some free Culver's with our Culver's Star of the Day.
Woo, Friday.
Yeah. Got a good one lined up for you there. We'll get into four things to look forward to in April, our kind of it'd be a bit of a tradition, you know, getting into in the beginning of the month. A bunch of entertainment news we'll get into. Looking forward to that. We've got Dolly Parton news coming up. We've got the remembrances of Val Kilmer and some other things we'll talk about. And if you're suffering from burnout, is it burnout or is it bore out?
Ooh, that's interesting. Yeah,
you have a tendency to just talk about Borat all the time. I think that's what they're talking
about. You're boring through rocks.
Yeah, like, yeah. I don't know. We'll find out. We're gonna tackle that one together.
We got the A-list comedy happening right now, folks.
Yeah. It's gonna be that kind of Friday, everybody. I'm warning you right now. And we will also get into a couple of other fun topics we've got lined up for you. But I want to kick off the show on some good stories, some good places. And I thought came across a couple of good ones over the weekend from the Good News Network. Encourage you to check them out, goodnewsnetwork.org. Anytime you need a palate cleanser, there are multiple stories there. Mm-hmm. And I almost promise you that there are things that you may not have come across. A couple in particular, including this one, that I feel like has some local ties to it.
Okay.
The ancestral home home of the co-founder of Harley-Davidson Motorcycles has been saved from demolition after it went on the market and was about to be scooped up by developers and tore down.
Ooh, interesting.
The Davidson Cottage, located in Angus Village in Scotland, was home of William C. Davidson, who emigrated to America in 1857, where three of his children, Arthur, Walter, and William, joined 20-year-old William Harley to create the iconic Harley-Davidson Company.
How about that?
And, of course, local ties here to Wisconsin with
that
one.
Yeah, indeed.
I thought that was a really cool thing. And, yeah. And you read the article, and part of my purpose with this is to get you to read, everybody. So I'm not going to read this whole thing to you, but right. giving you the cliff notes, if you will. Mm-hmm. The part of the story that you read about this that's so cool is that this was a real grassroots thing. This was something that they fans of Harley-Davidson decided to do. It wasn't the Davidson family. It wasn't the city. It wasn't even the country of Scotland. It was just fans and people, not even just from Scotland, but people traveling from Milwaukee or Vermont or all parts of America over there and like spending vacation time and doing different things.
Wow.
This was a labor of love.
And that's really cool.
We're so quick to, you know, tear things down and build up a new thing or whatever and stuff. I love stories like this.
That's great.
And they did an amazing job. It looks like it might have looked right when it was first built.
Right, right. It's not a big house, but that's really cool.
I think it's also cool to look at for what Seth is touching on there with just the appearance of it. And kind of the reminder of what houses were.
Yeah, exactly. Back in the day, it's true.
And another good one, as long as you're at the Good News Network, I thought this was just an interesting story. I have to admit a little kinship. An artist says she is a dopamine dresser and picks her bold colored outfits to ward off feeling grumpy.
Oh, interesting.
Dopamine dressing is a fashion trend which involves wearing clothing that makes you feel good and confident based on the idea that outfits can affect your mood and happiness. Carrie Jones has always loved color and says she dresses to express herself. She enjoys being experimental with her outfits and loves orange, yellow, red, pink, and lilac.
Woo!
She reaches for these colors when she is in that, you know, feeling grumpy. Quote, it's very mood oriented, says 40-year-old, the 40-year-old from Manchester. The actual process of getting dressed alters in my mood. If I'm feeling low, I play dress up and go for a bold, rich tone. The bolder, the better. It helps transform me into bolder and better versions of myself. Bright, bold colors always feel better on gloomy days. So to be your own sunshine, yellow is a favorite color of mine, which is a big mood booster.
Nice.
I imagine there's some people out here who might just, you know, this in one ear, out the other.
Sure.
And no, I have no issue with that. I could, you know, teach their own and everything. But I would say it was right before the pandemic and right around that time that I started realizing that when I just accidentally wore all blue one day. And obviously, I'm a guy, so they're not matching blues. But during that time, everybody remembers what it was like and everything. I felt a little better that day. And so I started doing a little more of this, where I wore all gray one day and you know, all black one or what have you and everything. Sure. And it's not the same thing she's doing, but I will do it the rest of my life. And I could care less how I look. Now, I certainly want to, you know, in this job, want to come across as at least somewhat professional and everything. And all those. And there's certainly moments where you're going to dress a different way.
Sure.
But in my everyday life, I'm doing this 24/7 because I notice a difference almost every day from it. It's the simplest thing of even looking down and seeing, you know, I'm wearing a USA hockey jersey today. I knew it would make my dad smile. And I know he needed it today. So just making him smile made me smile just from the shirt I put on.
Hey,
you know, if for every person out there who is Einstein and just wears the same thing every day or whatever, more power to you.
Sure.
Save that brain energy and that bandwidth for whatever you want. But I think that if you give this a shot and it starts to work for you, lean into it, because isn't that one of the, especially the older you get, isn't that one of the advantages of getting older? I know the joke is we care less. I think our care is fine-tuned. I think we're tuning it in like a radio station, you know? We're just getting it in there right to where we finally find, you know what? I want to look all right. I want to feel good about how I look. I also want to be comfortable in some of these other things. And the younger generation that we talked about a couple of different times with a couple of hosts about the way that they're dressing and everything. I think this is a great opportunity to poach from them a little bit and take a little of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, James, this story you're telling reminds me of the Green Lady of Brooklyn. Have you heard of her?
Yes.
Yeah. She's a fine artist and fabric designer. She loves the color green. She wears it and decorates her home with it almost exclusively.
Wow.
But her story is really cool because she was the color connoisseur, was born Elizabeth Eaton in Nova Scotia, where her grandmother taught her to make art and clothes. She hitchhiked to New York City in 1964 and began working as an artist and printmaker in the garment industry. And now she's known as the Green Lady of Brooklyn.
Man, that's
how cool is that?
God, is that a legacy?
It's a great story.
What a legacy. Mm-hmm. Oh, that that should be turned into a movie.
That, that would be so cool. Although, so much green, as I'm discovering with my set, is hard.
Yeah, I can imagine. Again, goodnewsnetwork.org. You can find those articles, everybody. And one more for you to wrap up our opening monologue here. And this is an important one. And this is what we do around here. We cover important stories, especially ones that happen here in Wisconsin. Local radio matters. Mm-hmm. And what we do on the air here in our newsletter during our commercial breaks is vital to our community, especially the more and more we go on here where journalism is missing and we're losing things. Mm-hmm. And I don't like to jump into, you know, 10 stories this early in the morning, but one of two otters that escaped from a Wisconsin zoo during a snowstorm has been captured. But only one.
Oh, no.
But only one.
One's still at large.
The other otter remains missing. Or should I say at large?
Yes, there you go.
At medium size.
Yeah, otters not that big.
They're not that big. The new zoo and adventure park in Green Bay, which previously said otters Ophelia and Louie escaped during a March 20th snowstorm, announced Tuesday that Ophelia was safely returned to the facility thanks to the Sumogo Trap Company.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They've done a check. She's doing okay. Was a little dehydrated, but otherwise all right. The search for Louie continues.
Oh, man. Louie, come on, man.
This is otter, quote, this is otter breeding season, and we expect that as a male otter, Louie is likely, you know, flirting.
That's my fun again.
He's ottering around town.
Yeah, right.
So if you were at a bar and it's like 1-2 o'clock at night, you see Louie, just wish him well and tell him to get home.
Yes,
tell him to get home.
Get home to Ophelia, please.
Maybe give him a ride if he's had a one too many.
Definitely. You know that way you might actually get to check out the zoo a little bit too. You might not, you know, doing that.
Yes, our reporter in Green Bay, Lisa Hale, has been following this story.
All right, very cool.
And shout out to Lisa.
Yeah,
does great work. Great work. She's awesome. We will take a time out. We will come back and have some more fun with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends at El Cafe. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over there today, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a fantastic day from all of us here at WFHR.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Got that Friday fish fry going on.
Oh, yes.
Be sure to check that out, everybody.
Delicious.
Seth, stop copying me.
You're copying me. What are you talking about? You copied me. Yeah, that's what you're doing.
They have the best fish fry, though. I love their fish fry. Their broiled fish is some of the best I've ever had. It's so tasty.
Wow.
It's cooked to perfection. It's absolutely fantastic.
Nice.
Got plenty of great specials and a wonderful collection on that menu. And I want to remind everybody, they got something else fun over there. They got some nice space over there and everything. Mm-hmm. Some space we're looking to take advantage of, by the way.
Yeah.
We want to get over there pretty soon. Really would have loved to gotten over there for Cinco de Mayo. That would have been fun. Mm-hmm. Maybe next year. Mm-hmm. Next year, we are talking about it. But this Saturday, you don't have to wait. This Saturday, story time with Kathy McGrath.
Nice.
Going on 10 to 10:45. Kathy is amazing. She's wonderful at this. Great opportunity to bring the kids over there. Not only hearing somebody who is a great reader and really good at this, but...
Former kindergarten teacher. She's amazing.
Nice.
Newly elected to the school board here in Port Edwards.
And congrats to her on that. Yeah. But also just as a... it's great for kids, the hearing adults doing these things and seeing these things. Yep. Certainly for the reading and what that can do for them. Terry and I were talking about this a lot yesterday. But the also the action of seeing adults doing these things, just literally mm-hmm. doing that and having more experiences of that.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Kathy and that. And be sure to bring the kids on by, everybody. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's take a look at our list of... And we want to remind you to get us your birthdays and anniversaries. Mm-hmm. You can email us, info@WFHR.com. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages. Encourage you to do that. And you can call up.
That's right. That number is 715-424-2600. Or you can use the Civic Media app, which you have because you've been participating in the Text to Win contest.
That's right.
And it's just a touch or two away on there to call us right up. You don't even have to remember the number.
Mm-hmm.
We look forward to talking with you, everybody. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. And as I mentioned about direct messaging on Facebook, actually had one brought in about 20 minutes before we went on air.
Oh, nice.
And had another one the other day. So it is a great resource, great way to be able to do that, everybody. Mm-hmm. Like our page, like some of the stuff we're sharing on there. And, of course, get us those birthdays and anniversaries.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Taking a look at our list for today. I'm going to make you both work.
All right.
Melissa, I need a 1 through 3.
Three.
All right. Gives us that one right there. And Seth, I need a 1 or a 2.
1.
All right. Gives us that one. And is Laura here yet? I should just yell at Laura.
No, she's here.
Laura, 1 to 3.
2.
Thank you.
2.
Thank you, Laura.
I heard it.
Thank you. That voice, I'm not surprised. That voice, I don't know.
Voice is Carrie.
She has got a voice. Thank you so much, Laura. Appreciate it. And thank you both. Appreciate that. So let's dive right into the celebrating. First up, a belated birthday yesterday to Bob Oligny.
Happy birthday, Bob.
Happy birthday, Bob.
Yesterday.
Enjoy the day, Bob. If anybody asks why you're celebrating your birthday today, Bob, say, well, they forgot it on the morning show. They said I could celebrate today, too.
Yes, that's right.
So you
permission.
Go on. Good. Yes, go
permission
on and
granted.
Celebrate. Taking a look at the rest of our list for today, we want to wish happy birthday to Marty Carroll.
Happy birthday, Marty.
Happy birthday, Marty.
Mary Carroll.
Oh,
I apologize.
Mary.
Mary Carroll.
Happy birthday, Mary.
Happy birthday, Mary.
Enjoy the day, Mary. Hope it's a good one for you.
Today, and maybe you want to go by Marty.
Yes, yes.
change your name on your birthday.
Happy
Vincenzo.
Happy 44th anniversary to Greg and Sherry Romansky.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Happy birthday, Greg and Sherry.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Happy 44th,
mm-hmm.
you too.
Mm-hmm.
And our qualifier for today, Natalie Ranke.
Happy birthday, Natalie.
Nat is a longtime listener and friend of this station and this community. He's done a lot in this community. We appreciate her. And every time I walk in here, pretty much every time I walk in here, there's a pen penguin over here
That's right.
Natalie gave us that makes me smile every time I see it.
Yeah.
We appreciate you, Nat. Enjoy your day.
Mm-hmm.
We also want to wish happy birthday to somebody who can't win, but we appreciate Derek Tritz.
Happy birthday, Derek.
Happy birthday, Derek.
Civic Media's own Derek mm-hmm. Tritz. Wishing mm-hmm. him a good one.
Yep.
Taking a look at Saturday birthdays, a very, very special birthday to Rhonda Shinaki.
Happy birthday, Rhonda.
Rhonda is my oldest friend, Chris's mom, mm-hmm. and that makes her partially my mom. Amazing
right.
woman and shocking to nobody, and patience of a saint with Chris and I. Incredible human being.
Nice.
Enjoy your day, Rhonda. I hope mm-hmm. you're having a good day, Mom.
Yeah.
And a happy birthday to our qualifier for Saturday, Emily Woods.
Happy birthday, Emily.
Enjoy the day, Em.
Congratulations.
Taking a look at Sunday, we got some big ones here. First up, want to wish a very happy birthday to Sue Sipple.
Happy birthday, Sue.
Longtime executive over at the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center.
Mm-hmm.
Sue, not only one of the first interviews I did at Midday Magazine to help me get better at that job, but her and Deb really pushed me about being a board member over there. And mm-hmm. I never thought about being on a board of anything, not because I wouldn't want to do it. I didn't think anybody would want me on a board.
Right.
I really gave them a couple of outs. And it's one of the best things I've done in my adult life,
cool.
being on that board. mm-hmm. I'm so thankful to them and appreciative of Sue and the work she did and the trailblazing she did over there at the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center mm-hmm. that they are continuing over there now.
Right.
Incredible human being, Sue.
Yeah.
Hope you're enjoying your day. We wish a very happy 41st anniversary to Dan and Carmen Smallbrook.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Carmen. I love the name Carmen.
It's a mm-hmm. great name. Happy 41st, you guys. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, happy anniversary.
Our qualifiers, though, are celebrating their 72nd.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
We had this one sent in just before we went on air. Rose and Jerry Nash, happy 72nd.
Wow.
Happy anniversary, amazing. Rose and Jerry.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
That is
awesome.
So good. That's so great.
That's a beautiful one right there. Happy 72nd, you two. Wishing you many, many more. Enjoy your anniversary. And everybody out there, enjoy your birthday or anniversary.
Man. Rarefied air right there.
It's pretty cool. Touching on some celebrity birthdays for today and this weekend. Today, Jill Scott is 53 today.
Great voice.
God, I love her voice. Mm-hmm. Love her voice. Mm-hmm. Speaking of another great voice, just not a singer, Natasha Lyonne is 46. Nadia and Russian Doll, she was in Orange is the New Black, Jessica and American Pie. If you hear her or see her, I almost guarantee you know who she is.
You'll recognize her, yeah.
Got a very recognizable voice. Mm. One of the greatest stories in acting history, Robert Downey Jr. is 60 years old.
He's 60 years old.
He's so good.
Man. Certainly known as Sherlock Holmes and Iron Man and soon to be Dr. Doom and everything. But his story is so much deeper and stronger than that.
It is amazing.
It is the definition of betting on yourself, of believing, and also having people having a good support system.
Yes.
Anything I want to say nice about Robert Downey Jr., I can tell you in person that he will correct you immediately and point to his wife. Like in a random conversation with a nobody like me and a couple of other extras, he managed to do that. No cameras, no paparazzi, anything like that. Just a rainy bridge in Iowa. This guy takes 2 5-minute to talk about ramble about his wife. Just in the middle of everything.
That's great.
Just a really, really solid human being. And one of my favorite stories ever in all of entertainment.
It's a great comeback story, too.
Incredible guy. And I'm not even talking about him as an actor. Mm-hmm. I'm just talking about him, the person and everything. Right. You want to talk about him as an actor, you're talking about one of the most unique, talented actors of all time. Mm-hmm. Not saying he's one of the greats or anything like that. I think he is, but that's an opinion. But you can't deny that the uniqueness of Robert Downey Jr.'s acting style and the way he approaches every role is different than you've ever seen before.
Mm-hmm.
It's unique. It's incredibly unique. David Cross is 61. Speaking of unique, God, I love David Cross.
He's an extremely funny human being.
Whether it's voice acting or just acting in general, has done all of it. And Mr. Show is one of the greatest sketch comedy shows of all time.
That's right.
Hugo Weaving is 65. Incredible actor from Lord of the Rings.
He's only 65?
Captain America Transformers.
Yeah, I thought he was... No, not to besmirch Hugo Weaving, but I thought he was older than that.
I'm with you. Yeah.
Good for you, Hugo. You're not as old as I thought you were.
Great actor.
Yes, fabulous.
Coach is 81. Another good actor. Craig T. Nelson. Mr. Incredible and the Incredibles. Coach, of course, and Poltergeist. A lot of people forget
that's
Poltergeist.
Right.
And some people no longer with us, like one of the best authors and American authors you'll ever hear, Maya Angelou, born on this day in 1928. Mm. Author, poet, legend. If you have not read Why the Caged Bird Sings, you need to right now.
Yes.
It's one of the most important things I think I ever read.
Yep.
And Heath Ledger, born on this day in 1979, passed away in 2008. Mm-hmm. R. James Dean. In many ways.
That's a good way of putting it.
While he did some great work in his career, I think A Knight's Tale is underrated. I'm sorry. I may be the only person saying that.
I love that movie.
Oh, that's right. See? We both like it. That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys are birds of a feather. Jeez.
I think his chemistry and his work in 10 Things I Hate About You is wonderful. It's really fun. I didn't even think I'd like that movie, and I liked it in my major part because of his work in it. But of course, his work in The Dark Knight is what a lot of us hold to, in part not because it's such a unique and different performance, but because if you are a fan of this game and of acting, you see all of a sudden an actor showing you his growth and that his potential is who knows? Mm-hmm. It could be to the moon. Who knows what he could do with his career? Right. There's so many possibilities with him, and then, of course, we lose him.
Right.
And I'm so thankful that my first year getting to vote on the Oscars, I got to vote for him for Best Supporting Actor, and he won.
Yeah.
It's an honor I will always carry and miss
him. Brokeback Mountain, too.
Thank you, Seth.
Another fabulous film.
I knew I was going to forget.
Yeah.
So this is why I'm hesitant to call him our James Dean, because for a short, short life that was cut way too short, James Dean had 3 films when he was cut short.
Yeah.
And 3 incredible performances,
right.
But 3. Heath Ledger, all being said, got a chance to really do some work and actually get a number of different variety projects out there.
Mm-hmm.
Taking a look at our celebrity birthdays for tomorrow, There's just a handful I wanted to make sure to touch on here. Lily James is 36, great actor. Haley Atwell is 43, another great actor.
Yeah, I love Haley.
Sterling K. Carter. She's good.
Yeah.
Sterling K. Brown is 49. Let's see, Paula Cole is 57.
Another good one. Where have all the Cowboys gone?
Yeah, good. Nice. Nicely done. And Gregory Peck passed away in 1916, born in 2003. He is Atticus Finch for everybody but me. He is good. He's Atticus.
And that tremendous voice. Man, I will never forget that deep, deep voice. Love it.
Just so good. And Betty Davis.
Icon.
Just icon. One of the early icons, yes. Really. And Spencer Tracy, born in 1900, passed away in 1967. When I talk about underrated actors, anytime you hear me say that, in the back of my head, Spencer Tracy is the name that I think of every single time since I was a little kid. Milwaukee's own, so certainly a noteworthy thing there. And just an incredible, incredible actor.
I say this every time we mention this. I got to do it again. One of my favorite quotes about acting of all time was from Spencer Tracy. He said, acting is the easiest thing in the world. Just don't let anyone catch you doing it.
So good. So good. Inherit the Wind.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Oh, my gosh. Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
It's an important movie, but you get to see... My God, you get to see him and Sidney Poitier going back and forth, and it's like prize fighters. It's like as if you got to see Tyson and Ali fight or something. Mm-hmm. It's incredible.
Yep.
And they both had such a love and respect for each other, too. That was so cool. And adamant in those roles. Mm-hmm. And Booker T. Washington, educator, spokesman, one of the more important human beings we will ever talk about, really. Mm-hmm. Booker T. Washington, 1856, passed away, born in 1856, tomorrow. And a quick look at Sunday's birthdays. Paul Rudd is 56 on Sunday.
Wow.
56?
The man that never ages.
Yeah. Man, does he look good.
Yeah. Yeah. Paul Rudd actually, the other day, actually said that there is one person he has a problem with. There is one person Paul Rudd got angry with, a dentist. When he first got to Hollywood, and he was going to do Clueless, and they got in his head about his teeth.
Oh, no.
And so he went to a dentist that he could afford, and the guy put these caps on him and just destroyed his teeth.
No.
So he's actually got a lot of pain going on with them.
Oh, that stinks.
And you never know. Has anybody ever noticed that about Paul Rudd?
No, not at all.
Never heard it. Like, it was great. It just came up randomly. Mm. Let's see here. Billy Dee Williams is 88 on Sunday.
Oh, Billy D. Love Billy D.
And Merle Haggard would have been celebrating a birthday on Sunday. Born in 1937, passed away in 2016. You cannot talk about the history of country music and not mention Merle Haggard.
That's right.
We will take a time out. We'll come back. We're going to get you some free Culvers with the Culver Star of the Day coming up here at the morning show. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What we do every Friday in this time slot is give you a famous TV theme song for you to call up and see if you can guess it and get it right. And if you do, just like that, you'll win a kids' meal and a family meal from our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers.
Yum.
We encourage you to wait 30 days in between winning, call up, have some fun with this one, and of course, celebrate our good friends over at Culvers.
Yes.
Get on over there today, everybody. Have some Culvers and win some. Free Culvers.
Yeah,
right. You need Culvers in your life.
You do.
And here we go. Here it is for you, everybody. Get ready to call up 424-2600 or just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. Tell us what this is.
Wow, that was fast.
Let's see if we have ourselves a winner. Good morning. What's your answer?
It was the Addams Family.
Yes, it was. Yes, nicely done. Very first note, Melissa. Yep. Yes, very first note. There, now it's official.
There we go.
Who do we have on the phone with us?
Ed,
thank you so much. Ed,
congratulations.
Yes, one of our quicker call-ups.
Wow, that was fast.
We've had. It was.
Lightning.
Oh, you got to hear the
Yep, you got it.
Yep.
It's one of the more classic themes. And Ed, were you a fan of the show?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, same here. Now, but that being said, and all it sounds like all of us were, but even if you had never seen that show, you think you'd probably nail that one, wouldn't you? I mean, that's just one of those
iconic
themes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Ed, where are you calling us from?
Rapids.
All right, got ourselves a Rapids winner. Ed, thanks so much for playing along. Mm-hmm. Hang on the line. I'm going to get you my agent's information and get some contact information from you because you're our newest star of the day, sir.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo. Appreciate that so much.
Yeah.
That was great. And so they had a couple of reasons for this one.
Okay.
Now, going back a little bit, because it's past a little now, but March 30th would have been John Astin's birthday.
Wow.
Former, of course, the original Gomez.
Yes.
And one of my early and favorite actors. I also wanted to use this one. You guys are not going to believe this. Growing up, my dad and his family had a couple of shows that they would all get together to watch.
Okay.
The Addams Family was one of them.
Okay.
Recently, my father has been through a lot, that side of my family. My Aunt Nay passed, and my Uncle Ed is in difficulties right now.
Right.
So to have Ed win, there's just some wonderful symmetry there for me. I think that's fantastic.
That's
awesome. And a shout out to Mr. Astin. John Astin was one of the greats, man.
He was a great actor, yeah.
Especially when it comes to like TV acting.
Yeah.
And if somebody wanted to make the argument, this is the most famous theme song, I wouldn't fight him. I don't think it is, but I wouldn't fight
him. It's up there.
Really up there.
Be listening every Friday for your opportunity to be like Ed and win some free Culver's. We appreciate our great friends out there at Culver's who have been doing this with us for over decades, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've been doing this for a long time. They get that local matters. They believe in local. We appreciate them. Support those that support us. Everybody, get some Culver's in your life. We're going to talk to Ed, and we'll be back with more show coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show. Oh, shit. I apologize, everybody. Can't believe I did that. Hope everybody's having a good one out there. Had to be very confusing for Melissa. Yeah. I am so sorry, Mel.
That was a mashup there.
Apologies. We standing in for Melissa Day here, understudy, the theme song to the Addams Family. It's a weird understudy.
A little avant-garde, but you know.
A shout out to Ed. Thanks so much to him for playing along.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Of course, be listening next Friday for another opportunity to win some free Culver's, everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's take a look as we get you ready for the 9 o'clock hour and some entertainment news and some other fun stuff to wrap up the week. We got four things to look forward to in April.
Okay.
All right.
We are 25% of the way through 2025.
Yikes.
That is insane. That is insanity. It's always a good month of sports. March Madness is continuing and wrapping up getting closer to wrapping up.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend continues the Final Four. The Women's National Championship game is Sunday, and the men's final is Monday.
Very exciting.
Nothing but great matchups this weekend.
And
as much as there's some great matchups throughout the weekend, I think the best one may be tonight on the women's side with UConn and UCLA.
Yeah.
You have the number one team and the number one player really going up against each other.
That should be a really good game, yeah.
And Paige Beckers, man, that is a baller. That is a baller. That woman is so much fun to watch, and I cannot wait to see her in the WNBA.
And she's got one of the great I love her nickname, Paige Buckets. It's so awesome. So good.
I cannot wait to watch. Mm-hmm. That is going to be fantastic. Also, Major League Baseball is in full swing. The Masters start on April 10th, and NBA and NHL playoffs both start the 19th. And, of course, most importantly among all of this,
the NFL Draft.
Yes.
April 24th in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
It's almost here.
I'm not lying to anybody here. I'm going to crash that thing. I'm crashing that party.
All you need to do is contact Mike Clemens, and he might, maybe he can find a way to get you in there. You never know.
I got to get Mike a big suitcase.
Yeah, that's right. Fold you up in half.
I can get in there, yeah. In theaters, the Mickey Mouse thriller Screamboat.
What did you just say?
It's another one of these wannabe horror movies where they take an iconic character that is the IP that they can use, like the Winnie the Pooh stuff a little while ago and everything.
Uh-huh.
And I'll keep doing this until they do better. Horror genre, shame on you. And not because I think that you shouldn't do these things, but where's the originality in horror movies anymore? They've lost any, for everybody that wants to complain about Hollywood with prequels and sequels and all this stuff, to the complete horror industry, do better.
Take your childhood favorites and turn them into horror?
Ooh, apparently real creative.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. It can be done.
Yeah,
Jordan Peele has shown you can make horror new and interesting. Yeah. I mean,
we've never had had better special effects or any of these things. And what do these guys choose to do? Go back and use like things from the, you know, 30, 40 years ago and right, stuff. Right. Like it's just it's low hanging fruit.
Lame.
It doesn't make any sense. Mm. Yeah. One that I'm very curious to see how it does, not because I'm necessarily going to see it, to be honest with everybody, but a Minecraft movie opens today.
It does.
Yes. That one with the fandom that has, that game.
I think it's going to be huge.
I'd like to see it be huge. Mm-hmm. I'd really like to see it do well. If anything, just because I think that it's a fun thing, the Minecraft stuff. Yep. I played like 5 minutes of it with my godson, but my man, how that game helped him open up. And I believe led him to where he is right now, playing guitar, probably right now, or you know something like that. It's a fun universe. Mm-hmm. The one thing I will say I'm very curious about is how people will respond to Jason Momoa's hair. I love Jason Momoa, fantastic. I don't know what they were thinking with his hair in that movie. There's got to be an explanation. There has to be an explanation. No, it's okay, just good. Weird looking. It looks like 80s hair.
No, because that's kind of the genre of Minecraft, though, like the blocky.
I'm guessing that's part of it.
I knew there was a reason behind
it's
it.
It's got to be something like that.
This ain't my wheelhouse, so I knew there was something there. Okay.
Well, I know I have two kids at home that are psyched about Minecraft, so I'm guessing it'll do quite well.
Mm-hmm. Sinners from Michael B. Jordan is out. That is an ambitious, or not ambitious, but it's an interesting movie. Now, this is what I'm talking about with horror movies and doing something different.
Okay,
this is more of a black cast, black writer, director, all those things, and getting into the horror genre. Mm-hmm. A little more darker than Jordan Peele has done, but this is something we're seeing more and more. And it's again just a grassroots kind of thing of that particular part of the industry being like, well, we haven't really been represented in this, and this is a genre we haven't touched on enough.
Right.
We're going to go ahead and dive into this. That's original.
Yes.
That's different. That's pushing things differently and pushing the envelope a little differently.
Like that.
Curious to see how that is. Mm-hmm. I don't know the last time if I've ever said this about a Ben Affleck movie. Maybe Argo. The Accountant 2 with Ben Affleck opens April 25th. I'm excited about that.
Really?
Him and Joe Betherell star in it, and they play brothers, and their chemistry is so good. And Ben Affleck, I mentioned this the other day, mentioned whenever he was being interviewed for any of these big roles recently, especially when it comes to the Batman movies, he would go out of his way to mention this movie, in major part because he was really part of the performance, and he should be. It's his best acting, by far and away.
Wow.
But it's also a character that deals with a lot of mental health and is on the spectrum. And you get to see this character in action. And I mean in action, doing some heavy action.
Right.
I love that we're doing that more. With the spectrum, with autism, with all of these things, and we're showing these individuals in different walks of life, not just Rain Man, but in different lights and everything. And you can tell Ben worked his tail off for this role. He may have put every little bit of ounce of acting skill he has into this character.
Cool.
I think it's noteworthy. Mm-hmm. You know, for a guy that we pick on quite a bit, does a really good job in this one, and goes out of his way to talk about people on the spectrum and representing that in the most honorable way.
That's cool.
While also kicking some butt. him and Joan Bethrell, man. The Punisher. He's working with The Punisher.
Right, yeah.
It's awesome. On TV, the final season of The Handmaid's Tale. That premieres next Tuesday. A lot of people excited about that one. Mm-hmm. That show, I think almost you could make the argument built Hulu. Like it was really early in the days of Hulu and
it
stuff,
was.
And
it got a lot of cash in the culture, and then it became one of those prestige things.
New episodes of Black Mirror hit Netflix. The Last of Us returns. Yeah, Black Mirror.
Wow, I didn't know that was still on.
Black Mirror.
It didn't take a break for a while.
And apparently, and this is according to one of the bigger fans of it, my sister. She loves that series. Mm-hmm. Jillian's got two crazy kids at home, and she doesn't get to watch a lot. She makes sure she watches this, but she said that the last season it seemed like they lost like the rhythm of Black Mirror, and she's hoping that this one it comes back.
Okay. It's a cool show. Like I can only watch so much of it. That is not one you can binge watch.
No. The themes are quite dark. So it can get to be a bit much.
Yeah, it's the Twilight Zone on darkness. Yeah,
yes, it is. Yeah.
The Last of Us returns on the 13th. Excited about that. More excited about Star Wars Andor coming back on the 22nd.
Season 2.
I feel very confident saying out of all the spin-off stuff of Star Wars, by far and away its strongest performance is Andor.
Yes.
Acting, writing, everything. I got caught up in that show, and there were times I forgot it was a sci-fi Star Wars show. Like, the acting and the writing is so out of 10.
I believe when the first one came out, James and I were talking about it, and I remember telling you, it's like the tension is always on in that show. It's like there's never a chance to, like, relax. It's always tense.
And you think about, and we know how it ends.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
we know the ending of it, and it's still that intense.
It's very good. Very well done. Very
fantastic
well done.
Acting. Yep. And the final season of You, another big hit for Netflix, premieres on April 24th. And, of course, the holidays. We got through April Fool's. Passover starts the 12th. Good Friday is the 18th. Mm-hmm. Easter is April 20th.
Yes.
Other holidays you can look forward to: National Burrito Day.
Burritos.
National Twinkie Day Sunday.
Okay.
National Beer Day is on the 7th. I believe we will be talking about that. I think
that's kind of fun.
On The Kitchen's Open. Yes, we're talking a little beer. Yeah.
Be sure to join us on Monday for The Kitchen's Open at 9 o'clock. It's how we kick off the 9 o'clock hour. Mm-hmm. Beth will be in with us, and I know that she's working hard on that one. And, of course, we're always looking for a sponsor for that segment, everybody. Give us our front desk a call, 424-1300. Also, National Pet Day is on the 11th, and we got to celebrate that with the Humane Society.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, very cool. Yep.
Patriots Day is on the 21st.
Okay.
Earth Day is on the 22nd. Another good one. And, Kat hasn't been able to join us for a while, so Katrina Hintner from Family Natural Foods is going to be in with us. We're trying to figure out a date, and we're going back and forth, and then it just felt like, well, Earth Day is right there.
Yeah, it makes sense, right?
It's perfect, like it really, right? Looking perfect. Forward to that.
Yeah.
And if trees are your thing, April 25th is Arbor Day.
Yeah, that's always a good one.
Like trees?
And the city of Wisconsin Rapids has an awesome tree sale going on. Plant sale, so check it out. They got some great ones.
Through the 14th.
We'll be talking more about that, of course, getting closer to it. That is a really cool thing. We got to talk about it on Midday Magazine quite a bit. It's a really cool thing they're doing there.
Yes.
Not only going to betterment of our city, but the beauty of our city.
Absolutely.
And one of the things that came up during that was, you know, I know it was a while ago for us and everything, as fast as time moves and 24/7 news cycles, but that storm we had a while back really took out a lot of our more beautiful, older trees in this
area. It did.
You know, any chance to kind of bring some of that beauty back? Plus, I was looking them up. You guys, trees are really good for us.
Trees are.
Did you know this?
What?
Really?
Yeah.
They're more
what?
Than just aesthetically pleasing.
This is wild. Okay, so trees. No.
We have this thing called oxygen, you know, that we really need.
I love the idea of somebody my age and they're like, you guys, so get this. Trees and oxygen, like
exude oxygen. It just kind of comes out.
Did either of you for Arbor Day in school get to plant a tree?
Yes, I did.
Melissa,
couple
did
of times.
You?
Yep.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. I think it's so. I had just moved to Rapids here and was going to Washington School, and we're going to go outside and we're doing this, and all the kids in class were kind of like, "Yeah, this is just what we do and stuff and everything." I was a nerd, and I got made fun of so much because I was just so excited about just planting this simple tree. Mm-hmm. I went out of my way to, like, well, okay, who wants to dig the hole? I'm like, me, you know. I don't think there was anything in school I ever, like, I usually tried to this. Sound funny, try to just kind of, like, you know, hide. just kind of like get by those
right.
early days, my first days here in Wisconsin and everything. This was a moment where I just, like, I wasn't thinking. I just shot my hand up,
right?
And like, hey, Mr. Hoodevelt, you know. And I was excited.
That's
about
great.
It was
That's
a lot
great.
Of fun. Mm-hmm. I don't get over to that side of town very often. If I'm going to Mid-State or something like that, mm-hmm. I will go out of my way to drive past that tree.
Oh, there's nothing like it, man. It's like my tree. We did that. I brought our tree home and that we planted in our yard, and it made it, and it kept growing, and that forever after, that was Seth's tree. That was my tree because I was the one that planted it and brought it up and stuff.
Yeah. Right on. Yeah. No, that's
I was very proud of my tree.
There's something about it. There's something about it. It feels good. Wanted to touch on this one as long as we got a little time here and everything, but we just as a quick note, what are you looking forward to in April? Please let us know. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
So are you suffering from burnout or bore out? The term bore-out is trending after Forbes did a story. It has a lot of the same symptoms as burnout, but it's different. Instead of feeling overwhelmed by work, you're feeling underwhelmed and bored by it.
Mm.
Doesn't mean you're lazy or don't do much. Bore-out can happen because you're in the same role too long, or don't see opportunities for growth, or don't interact with coworkers very much.
Okay.
If you'd ever heard of bore-out, you're not alone. If you haven't heard of it, I mean. But it's not a new term. Mental health experts have been using it for a while. The authors of a book called Diagnosis Burnout coined it back in 07.
Oh, wow.
It's more common than it used to be because we're more mentally checked out at work now, and it's a part of a larger issue called Great Detachment.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
The Great Detachment. Awesome. Nicely done. Nicely done.
What I do every time you guys start talking about sports.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Well, I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, I wasn't paying attention.
I can mute my microphone and drink my coffee.
We feel less connected to our jobs and don't find as much purpose in them as we used to.
Mm.
So this is one that one of the things that I think that is good about this one is that this is something we can work on, and I think we can make better. Oftentimes, some of these subjects seem like, well, how can I help with this, or what can I do about this? Well, this is almost a case by case thing where you can do something about it in your own walk of life. Maybe that means finding a new walk of life. Maybe it means finding a new career path, a new job. Maybe it means talking with your coworkers more and interacting with them more, going out of your way to do that, or talking with your management, talking with ownership.
Yeah. I was going to say, this is also something that bosses and management and owners can pay attention to and you know, help their employees to be more engaged.
We were talking about it earlier this week, right, James? We were talking about how to make it, you know, your employees better as management, and this is another way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Invest in your employees, and they will be engaged at work.
That's right.
You know, ownership, responsibility of your own life and your own actions and everything is incredibly important, and it comes first. But if you are in ownership, if you are a manager and you're seeing this and you don't care, that's on you, not the employees.
That's right.
That is what you get for getting the big check. That's what you get for being in the top chair.
It's your job.
It is your job to motivate your employees, to keep them motivated, to keep in tune with them, to know how they're doing. If you're not, you're bad at business.
Yeah.
I don't care how much money you have, how much you've accomplished.
Yep.
It will fade. I promise that. It will fade. It will be gone before you know it if you don't appreciate your employees.
Right.
The workers are what make this world move.
No question.
No matter what industry we're talking about, the people. And if you're not focused on that, if you're not caring about that, that's more on you than it is them.
Yep.
I do think that as an employee, you've got to work to do. You have,
of course.
You have to work
at
this.
You have your part too.
Absolutely.
So do bosses and management.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually don't think an employee should have to speak up. I think good management notices this stuff and cuts it off at the pass and gets to it early on. If the employee is already saying something to management, I'm not saying it's too late, but it's already gone too far.
Yeah, that means that they've probably been dealing with it for a while.
Right. When you're pushed to the point where you're the one bringing it up, something's gone wrong.
Something's not right.
But again,
something's fishy in Denmark.
nice.
It's rotten in Denmark. Come on, you're Shakespeare right. Yeah.
Something's rotten in Denmark. But again, that's something we can help. And we can help you. How'd you like a new mattress, everybody? Civic Media's Break in the Spring Text to Win contest is going strong for one more day. More opportunity. Be listening with Jane and Greg a little bit later in the 11 o'clock hour. 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock hours, we'll have a keyword for you to text to us through the Civic Media app, and you can win either $100 cash, a Chula Vista family stay, or a pair of club level Brewers tickets, or of course that beautiful mattress set from our friends
Grand Prize. Hello.
Be listening for it a little bit later, everybody, and we'll have that for you coming up on the morning show.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic.